with his friends. We're continuing our shiur in the topic of Mashiachas Melech B'Shem and HaMishcha, Mashiachas HaKelim, Mashiachas HaMishkan, Kohen Gadol. So in the previous shiur we asked a number of kashas, and now we will continue based on the Torah of Mori V'Ravi, Kohen Gadol Yitzchak Manzatzal. Rambam writes in the first parak of Chuskel Mikshalach Yid Beis, this din that Ledoros, all you require is avoda to inaugurate the kelim, and not Mashiacha. Frak the Mishnah Lamelech from Tosis and Menachas and Zion Amid Beis. According to Rabbi Yoshia, who holds that Midas Yaves Nishkacha, that the Midos and the Beis HaMikdash, the kelim, that were used to measure, dry measures, they were sanctified from the inside. And we, Rabbi Yoshia learns, they were sanctified, awesome, they were sanctified on the inside and not on the outside. So if that's true, ask Tosfos, how do we learn in our sigya osam that are remayit kelim mimashicha ledoros? That ledoros, for the generations of Beis HaMikdash, kelim don't require a mashicha. You don't have that osam, you don't have an extra osam according to Rabbi Yoshia, because you need the osam for midas yavish mibachutz to tell you that the inside is anointed and not the outside. Tosfos says that this, our sigya is like Rabbi Akiva, that midas yavish wasn't miskadish at all, and therefore you have an extra osam, because you don't need the miut for midas yavish mibachutz, for the dry measures on the outside. So the sugya and shvuas that we've been learning is shitas Rabbi Akiva, and he has an extra osam. Rabbi Yoshia doesn't, and he learns something else. He learns that midas yavish niskatcha. But the Rambam paskins in Perek Aleph Miklei Mikdash like Rabbi Yoshia, so that means that his osam is used to exclude midas yavish mibachutz. So where does he get ledoros that you don't need Mashiach B'Kelim? So Mishnah Melech answers this kasha. Tosis has their own answer, but how are we going to deal with the Rambam, who holds like Rabbi Yoshia? So how's he going to get to Mimayit Kelim and Mashiach Ledoros? So the Rambam will say, like the Malbim says that according to the Sifri, that the miut of Kelim and Mashiach Ledoros is from the Kefil of Vayikadishos, in terms of Vayikadishos him twice. So that's where you get the miut from. That's what the Malbim says based on the Sifri. So now we understand our sugya. Our sugya can even be according to Rabbi Yoshia. That Rabbi Yoshia Taka holds that we're Mamayit Kelim Ledoros. Kelim don't need Mashiach Ledoros. But he doesn't get it from the extra word osam, he gets it from the Kefil. Fact that it said Vayikadish Osam twice, and that the Gemara says that you learn it from Osam is Lav Dafka Ayin Shem in the Mishnah LeMelech. Okay, so he makes it that the sugya can even be the Fiyah the Rambam, and everything is great. That it's Rav Yoshia all along, and even he just has two different limudim. Here the limud is from Osam, and then and the limud of the Midas Yavish Shalom is Kachim Uchutz is done from Osam, and then that it's Ledoros is from the Kefil of Vayikadish Osam. That you don't have Mashiacha B'Kelim Ledoros, you just have Avodasim Echan Chasam. However, the Mishnah Lamelech himself, in the second paragraph of Maisik Avonis Halachates, writes, to be Miyashiv Das HaRambam, that after the Pasuk of Asher Yishar Subam BaKodesh, we can say that it's enough to have this Pasuk, like the Gemara says, like Rav Papa says, Asher Yishar Subam BaKodesh, Talam Kosev Asher, Sol Tali and Sheris. Therefore, this pasuk is enough. And even though the Gemara says enough of this pasuk, if it would just be with this pasuk alone, then you would have said that the time of the Mishkan, that you would think that in the time of the right, the Gemara asks, "Hash the Kasrachman Asher Yisharsu." Now that the Torah says Asher Yisharsu, that it's enough to have avoda. That Kiddush Kelim is al yidei avoda. Avoda is enough, and Ledoros, you don't need Mashiacha. Avoda is enough. Then what do you need Osam for? Osam is superfluous, because we already have a pasuk to tell you that Ledoros, you don't need Mashiach. Asher Yishar Subam HaKodesh. So the Gemara answer is no. If not for Osam, we would have said that these kelim in the Mishkan are Mashicha alone. And Ladarus, you need Mashicha and Avoda. Because it says V'chein Tasu. So V'chein Tasu tells us Mashicha, and Asher Yishar Subam tells us Avoda. And therefore, Mi'at Rachmana, therefore we have a Mi'at of Osam, that Osam be Mashicha, and Ladarus, you don't need Mashicha. So again, the Mishnah Lamelech says to me, Miyashiv Das HaRambam, that after the Pasuk of Asher Yishar Subam Bakodesh, that Pasuk alone is enough. And therefore, if Yosha isn't a problem, then where does he get it from? If Yosha, he uses the Osam for Midas Yavesh, Lonis Kachem Yibachot, because he gets the Ladoros part, not from Osam, but from Asher Yishar Subam Bakodesh. Aye. And the Gemara says that it's not enough for Shei Shar Subam Bakodesh. This is Shei Shar Subam Bakodesh. We think Ladarus, you need both. You need Sheiris and Mashiach, so you still need the Osam. So says the Mishnah Lamelech, this whole idea in the Gemara is only according to Rabbi Akiva. Zerak aliba de Rabbi Akiva, de miyater lekra de Osam. Rabbi Akiva has an extra Osam. So therefore, that's why you need the Osam. You need the Asher Yishar Subam Bakodesh and Osam. Asher Yishar Subam Bakodesh to tell you that Ladarus you need Avoda, and Osam to tell you that Ladarus you don't need Mashicha. That's all Libud Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yoshi and the Rambam, who paskins like him, will hold, there's no such Havamina. There's no such Havamina. And it's enough Asher Yishar Su. And Asher Yishar Su tells you that Ladarus is Talui only B'Sheiris. And indeed, the Rambam in Perek Aleph from the Klei Mikdash only brings the Pasuk of Asher Yishar Su. He doesn't bring the Osam, because Osam, he's in Rabbi Yoshia's camp, and Osam is used for something else. Osam is used for a Klei Midas Yavish Lonis Katsha Bachutz. So he doesn't have the extra Osam, so he just gets it from Asher Yishar Su. That's a good Teretz. But so we have to understand, since in the Gemara we say from the Pasuk of Asher Yishar Su Havamina, that we require both Mashiach and Sheirus, how do we know Ladidan, according to Rabbi Yoshia and the Rambam, that Ladarus, you don't need Mashicha, you don't have any miyut for Mashicha? How do you know that Sheiris is enough? So the Chasam Sofer and Archaim Simon Lamed Zayin is Miyashiv the Rambam, you can look there. So it appears as follows, Rabbi Said. This is unbelievable. B'guf ha-din shal Mashicha Samelech she'enu mefurish b'pasuk b'Torah. The din of Mashicha Samelech, where do you see in the Torah that you have to anoint a king? And the answer, of course, is that you don't see in the Torah that you have to anoint a king. You don't see it. Chayra then, yesh bo isra lav, dal basar adam lo yisach. You're not allowed to anoint, use the Shemen HaMishcha for basar adam. So mehechi tesi, that you're anointing a king. How can you anoint a king? Al basar adam. Lo Yisach. Rashi explains in his Perush al Torah and Shmos Perik Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and the Pasuk of Ish Asher Yirkach Kamo Vasher Yiten Mimenu, Alzar V'Nechos Me'amav, Alzar is Ha'inu She'eno Tzorech Kehuna U'Malchus. You know what it means, Zar? Zar means that it's not necessary for kahuna and for malchus. That's what zar means. Eino tzarech kahuna o malchus. For kahuna and malchus, you're allowed to do it. Ein sham b'Ramban, from the Ibn Ezra, that zar is anybody who's not mizera Aaron ubanov. And he writes there that Mishichas Shlomo shehaisa b'shem en ha-mishcha was a hayraz shal pinavua. And the Ramban already writes, She'en kein das rabuseinu, that it was a haras shah, wasn't. Ein sham Ramban, that from the fact that it says, Shemen mishchas kodesh, ze yiyah ze li lidoroseichem, and it was roy that it should have said, Shemen mishchas kodesh, Yezet le Aaron ulebanav ledaraisam. Like it says by the Begadim, we see from this that this is what it's saying. That he's commanding, Hashem is commanding, that he should anoint now Aaron ubanav. And this anointing oil will be for me to anoint my anointed king that I am choosing, l'doyroi seichem. And don't give it to lo yitein al zar she'inenu li, and don't give it to a zar who's not me. And therefore, or anybody anointed, if you amar shem and mishchas kodesh yezeh li, l'mshoach bo mashiach kodshi, anybody who's anointed, who does that include? Kings and kohanim gedolim. So use it now for Aharon, and then use it ladaras for kings and kohanim gedolim. It says, "Motzasi David Abdi v'shem and kodesh mishachti v'shem and shemishchas kodesh li." That's why it doesn't just say Aharon ubanav; it says li, whoever's to God, not a zar, but whoever is anointed, whoever's God's anointed. Who's God's anointed? Kohen gadol and the king. So according to the Ramban, you have a source. Again, according to Rashi, it says, "Who's the zar?" Zar is Eino Tzarech Kuno Malchus, and the Ramban gets the Malchus from Yezeh Li L'Dor HaSeichem. It should be for me, including Kohanim and Kohanim Gedolim and Malachim. So the Rashi is discussed by the Mizrahi, by the Gur Aryeh, etc. Hortei Sirosh and Horius, the Fir Alan Beis writes, Shemelech Nimshach, that a king is allowed to be anointed, even though it says in the pasuk, "Asher yitein mimenu al zar v'nichras," and melech is included in a zar. If you put it on a zar, you get cut off, and a king is included in a zar. Why is a king included in a zar? Because the zar is a non-kohen, and last I checked, the kings were in kohanim. Necessarily, so a king is a zar. Certainly not a king kohen gadol. Umelech b'chlal zar, the efshir the darish leim l'chsiv al b'sar adam lo yisach. So maybe we darshin, says Tosarosh, adam v'loy melech, like we darshin in Megillah 11a, b'kum aleinu adam v'loy melech, zeham an arosha. So somebody came up, a person, not a king. So an adam is l'mayit melech. And therefore, from this we can learn a yisod that when the Torah says not to anoint a man, it's referring to all men except for a king. A king isn't included in this, because Adam excludes king. In Kosev Rabbeinu B'chaya, the Torah parashas Kisisa, V'yein B'shar Yosef al Maseches Horius la'achido she'tomei me'asugi de'krisus de'mevur de'melech she'soch be'vitnoi chayiv. We have a problem, says the Chida, from the Sugya in Krisus, because it says there that a melech who anointed his stomach, which he's not allowed to do, is chayiv. Why is he chayiv? If you want to learn that the pasuk is excluding him, adam v'lo melech, so go all the way. Adam v'lo melech, even whenever a melech anoints himself, he's off the hook. Because the pasuk only says that an adam is not allowed to anoint himself with this oil, but a king is. So therefore, not only do we anoint kings to make them kings with this oil, but we also if he does anoint himself, then he's off the hook. He's not chayiv, and yet the Gemara says he's chayiv. So this Tosas Arash is very difficult to understand. Why, how can you say it's excluding Adam? Adam below Melech, that it's excluding a Melech when we see that a Melech is chayiv for being sach bebitna. In Mirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we will start the Mahalach to explain this sugya. So, b'li neder, please stay tuned. Ishmael Asa Kaimis Kalari Cemetery. So we have a main, we have a main Shalom Shalom.